This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Arosa County Historical Society. One last story of a Arosa County serviceman who died in World War I is my story for today. His niece, Mrs. Harry Jensen from Arosa, provided information for the story of Evald Ludwig Helsted. Additional information came from the Arosa Times region. Evald was born in Hedmarken, Norway, on July 14, 1892, to Anton and Oleana Helsted. About that time, his father came alone to America to earn money to send for his family. In 1895, when the family arrived, they settled on a homestead at Pine Creek, Minnesota. Evald had two brothers and three sisters. He was schooled in the Norwegian language and was a member of the Norwegian Lutheran Church at Pine Creek. Evald left school at an early age to help work on the farm. Later, he worked on a farm near Portland, North Dakota. While he was there, he was drafted. Inducted at Fargo, North Dakota in 1917, he was sent to Fort Dodge, Iowa for basic training. He was sent to France and is believed to have been in the fighting north of the Marne, where the Americans stopped the German drive toward Paris and changed their advance to a retreat. Evald's last letter to his parents was dated July 11, 1918. He was killed on July 19th at age 26. Evald, the first soldier from Arosa County to be killed in World War I, is buried in Flanders Field in France. His mother was awarded a Gold Star Mother trip to France to visit his grave. Gold Star mothers from throughout the United States converged on New York and went together by ship to France in 1930. We include parts of two letters received from Evald while he was training in Iowa. With the permission of the family, the wording is printed as it was written. To Brother Oscar, he writes, "Received your letter some days ago. I'm getting along fine, and the best of it is the weather is so nice all the time. We haven't got no snow down here yet. I see it is full winter up in Arosa. I seen in the paper last night all the army boys is in the front in France. That is the first time. Last night was the first time I have seen butter since I came here. But lots of bones but little meat. The most we get to eat is coffee and bread. Of course we get some good meals once in a while. I'm now going to insure myself for $3,000. It will cost me about $20 a year. That's pretty cheap." To his father in Norwegian, which has been translated here, he writes, "I can tell you now that I have a good recommendation here. I saw on a paper that hangs on the wall that I shall be getting $3 more a month and a promote to private first class. So now I will be getting $33 a month. I will get 8 men to command." 2 months after his death, Evald's parents received only the following. "Washington, D.C. Deeply regret to inform you that Evald Helsted, infantry record, was killed in action on July 19, 1918. Signed, House, Acting Adjutant General." In the September 4, 1930, Arosa Times Region, an article appeared with the heading, "Mrs. A.O. Helsted Back from France." Mrs. A.O. Helsted, Arosa County's only Gold Star mother to join in the pilgrimage to the American cemeteries in France as a guest of Uncle Sam, returned last Saturday after having had a wonderful trip. She left Arosa July 22nd and boarded the steamer at New York on the 26th. The party, consisting of 250 Gold Star mothers, arrived in Cherbourg, France on August 5th. And from there were taken to Paris for a 2-day stay. While in Paris, they were shown the city. One of the interesting places to Mrs. Helsted was the Palace of Napoleon. She saw his hat, his special room, and that of the Queen. Following was the trip over the battlefields and to the cemeteries. Mrs. Helsted's son, Evald, fell in the Battle of Chateau Thierry, July 19, 1918, and is buried in the Belleau Woods Cemetery. They spent 3 days at the former place. Uncle Sam gave each Gold Star mother a bouquet of flowers to place on the graves of their sons, and in every way made their visit to the last resting place of their boys a pleasant memory. Mrs. Helsted reports that the trenches are still to be seen in Belleau Woods as they were left from the war. A big monument is being constructed by the Americans at this cemetery, reports Mrs. Helsted. Each grave of an American soldier is marked with a white marble cross, and the large cemetery is orderly arranged and very well kept. Mrs. Helsted did not visit the other big cemeteries over there. She did see the place where the armistice agreement was signed between the warring nations. War-torn France is fairly well restored, according to Mrs. Helsted. The work is being done by men, women, and children. She is happy to be a citizen of the United States and to enjoy the advantages of it. Mrs. Helsted can say only good things about Uncle Sam for the way she was treated on her 6 weeks' journey. Their every want was looked after and their way cleared everywhere so that all they had to do was to get the most out of everything. She and her party left Paris on August 19th, sailed from Cherbourg, and landed in New York on August 26th. Mrs. Helsted has many interesting details to relate of her trip, and she can tell them in a most interesting manner. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county story.